An organization founded to ease racial tensions among Boston teenagers is trying to make a playing field in Dorchester a destination. Some of Boston's most violent streets border the field, but that's not deterring the employees and volunteers of the group, All Dorchester Sports and Leadership, who are working to transform the field. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Young people are flocking to the programs at Town Field. Things get going at 4:30 a.m. when Jeff Buckley, a Marine veteran, opens the gym and a few dedicated teenagers come in to work out.
So like a lot of these kids play high school sports, some of them going into the military. So it's good for them, you know what I mean? Very good for them.
Andrew McDonough has been coming for 2 years. He plays hockey at Boston College High School.
Jeff runs good workouts here and keeps us moving all the time, so it's great here.
This summer, the old bathhouse here that serves as the cramped headquarters for ADSL was bathed in children's laughter and energy. For the second year, the organization ran a day camp for about 40 kids.
Real, you gotta move from the stairs. I'm trying to go up there.
20 counselors came from BC High and other high schools, inside 1 minute, outside another, keeping tabs on the kids. Counselors like Jaden Young from Cambridge, a student at Buckingham Brown and Nichols.
Because I love the kids here.
Young worked in a challenging environment.
Because you see the basketball court right there, we have people there who drink, smoke cigarettes, weed over there, and it's just like the influences are everywhere bad.
No one was turned away from the day camp. Neighborhood kids whose parents ADSL Executive Director Candace Gartley had never met showed up on their own and were welcome to meals and activities.
A lot of the families, the parents work, they're not at home, so the kids hang around at the playground. And for me, it's about creating community. It's about creating a safe place for these kids.
It has become a place to hang out. The once run-down corner of Town Field that the camp occupies was spruced up this summer. Gartley says dozens of veterans swooped in for 4 hours and put up bike posts, raised flower and vegetable beds, and replaced windows in the 1899 building.
We have scoreboards built. We had benches built. They remulched and pulled all the weeds out. They cut bushes down. They built us a kiosk.
ADSL began during busing as the All Dorchester Sports League, a way to get black and white kids together without beating each other up. The program now fields baseball, softball, and basketball leagues. Gartley says about 200 kids take part in basketball.
It brings kids from different neighborhoods, which is really unusual around here, especially with gang activities. But our basketball court is sort of the safe space where everybody can come and play no matter what neighborhood they're from.
The program operates on a tough piece of turf. On one side of Town Field are the elegant homes of Melville Park, but just next to them is Bowdoin Geneva, one of the most crime-ridden neighborhoods in the city. So dangerous, parents often don't allow their kids to walk to the park, Gartley says.
We got some pushback because the parents are worried about the safety of their children.
When coaches can, they walk kids to the field, and they keep them there until their parents can pick them up. Once the sun goes down, Gartley says shootings do occur on the basketball courts and drug deals go down under the bleachers. She works constantly to persuade people not to use the field as a bathroom while the kids are there.
We do have a boarding house across the street, and at the bottom of the boarding house is a liquor store, and then across the street is the park. It's a beautiful place to come and have a beer and sell your dope and you know what have you, and then when you got to go to the bathroom, there's a brick house, so you just go.
ADSL offers cooking classes. They've branched out from Town Field to Codman Square.
So today I'm doing a West African peanut stew.
Chef Gates Cleghorn shows a small group assembled at his table how to chop onions.
Now we're going to do a dice cut.
The kids bring their parents and grandparents. The executive director, Candace Gartley, says the idea behind the classes is to get children to learn how to cook nutritiously and to teach their relatives.
I want them tasting and trying new things and sharing that information with their neighbors, because there is not a lot of out-of-school activities for them here.
Gartley is trying to get more organizations to have a stake in Townfield. Boston Latin School now plays some games there. So does the Roxbury Latin School. She's persuaded the Savin Hill League to play some games. She's trying to persuade Mayor Marty Walsh to revive the practice of flooding the field in winter so Black and Latino and Vietnamese kids can learn hockey.
I found out from my neighbors that 60 years ago in Townfield, they flooded the field here. And they just had an ice skating rink. So I said, we need to create that.
The city is replacing the 1950s field lights. The work should end in November, so the field, dark since last year, can resume night games next spring.
You know, we're not trying to save the world. We're trying to just save our corner of the world.
Fields Corner, Town Field. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Dorchester.
Fred Tice reports from the WBUR Bureau inside the Dorchester Reporter Newsroom.